tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of SWAT!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout!
The Colossus of Clout!
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and Adam Abdallah is with us producing the show this week. So if you call 312-332-3776, Adam will answer the phone and get you logged in. We've got a great prize package this week. For one winner, we'll receive a box of 2014 Bowman Jumbo Baseball. Last week's winner didn't pick up that box, and we're adding a box of 2013-14 Upper Deck Fleer Retro Basketball to the prize package this week. So, Vince, what will the winner do?
Email me, Vince at ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you and set up a delivery at your convenience free of charge.
Ah, it's good to hear Vince's dulcet tones again. He's back, yes. And Adam's here. It's like old times. It's like reunion week here. And Bill Huggins, now tomorrow the June Huggins and Scott auction begins, correct?
Yes, it sure does. They were calling all day yesterday. How come I can't bid?
That's a good sign, I guess. Getting anxious to bid. So the bidding starts, what, tomorrow around noon Eastern time?
Exactly, yep.
Okay, very good. I was looking at some of the items. Now, you have some items that are only internet items, and then some items that come in the catalog, and some are in both. But,
right. I tell a lot of people about our internet-only thing that when they say, oh, I'd rather be in the catalog, well, 70% of our bidders do not get a catalog, over 70%.
Oh, I believe that, actually.
They are on our Go Green list, and they choose not to get a catalog.
Yeah.
Which is their choice, and what we do is if they win something in any auction, they get $10 off their bill.
Really, if you don't get a catalog sent to you?
You don't get a catalog sent, and you win anything. And there are between 300 and 400 bidders every auction that that win items in our auction, and they get $10 off their bill if they are on the Go Green list. So,
oh, that's cool. That's good to know. Well, I was looking at some of the items you have starting. This is kind of an interesting set. 1955 Topps doubleheader complete graded set. It's number 10 on the PSA registry with an average grade for the set of 6.278. That's something that's gotten big now, where when guys will get an entire set graded, then they compare how good the grades are. And a lot of times the higher you are on the registry as far as how high your average grades are, the sets can really go for a lot of money.
Well, a lot of times, Tom, we end up when a collector will give us that set, more often than not, believe it, it's not registered. So we ask them, do you mind if we register the set for you? And they're like, well, how much does that cost? Nothing, you know.
Okay.
that was actually what we did with that particular set. It was not registered when we got it from the consigner, and we registered it, and I think you said it fell into number 10 on the list, right? Yeah.
Yeah, number 10 on the list, 6.278. Now, those 1955 Topps double headers, how did people get those? That was before my time as far as opening packs. Did they come out of packs?
They came out of packs, yeah.
Okay, those are cool-looking cards. You can see those at HugginsandScott.com. And then don't forget, the bidding starts tomorrow. There's an internet-only, I've got some LeBron talk here. Okay, you've got the LeBron High School game-worn jersey and pants. That should do well in the Huggins and Scott auction starting tomorrow. And one thing I noticed, I've been big on this for a long time. I've talked about it on the radio show even when I used to be on. I wrote about it before, that the NBA and really, to me, college should not have a foul-out rule that when a guy gets to six fouls in the NBA, it should be the other team gets two free throws and keeps the ball. That way you can't have refs controlling who's in the game, basically, if star players... The refs can't control how the star players play. And that you still, if a guy does get six fouls, that the other team gets the advantage of being able to keep the ball and shoot the free throws. So only hacks won't stay in because you don't want to have a hack in doing that. Well, I've been saying this over the course of the years, and everybody's like, yeah, whatever. Then LeBron gets five fouls in a playoff game. Now everybody's talking about it. It's like, yeah. You know what I mean? But that's why. I don't want two ticky-tack fouls on a star player in a big playoff game, and you have to sit a guy down, you throw off his rhythm or whatever. I don't want the refs to dictate that. One ref could call a foul on one play, another guy doesn't. I want the coaches to dictate when the star players are playing, and to me, that's the only way to do it. But I'll get off my my soapbox on that one.
Once the game start, I mean, it's going to be easy.
Oh, yeah, LeBron. I don't know how easy this final's going to be now with going against the Spurs. If you remember last year's final, if Ray Allen doesn't hit that three in game six at the end of the game, the Spurs win in six, and LeBron owes a lot to his legacy to Ray Allen because LeBron was not playing well at all at the end of that game six. And then LeBron had a great game seven. So that he really owes Ray Allen quite a bit for hitting that shot. That was huge for getting that second title. So as boring as the NBA playoffs have been, this looks like it might be a good final. And then, of course, we've got game seven for the Blackhawks tonight. I wonder what the TV ratings in Chicago are going to be on that.
Going to go through the roof.
Yeah, maybe 99.9% of TVs. So the number's 312-332-3776. Give us a call. We're giving away a nice prize package this week, a box of 2014 Bowman Jumbo Baseball and a box of 2013-14 Upper Deck Fleer Retro Basketball. We're on till 8 a.m. Get your call in with a question about the value of an item, sports, pop culture, political, whatever, and you'll get in the drawing, and ERC Delivery will deliver to the winner free of charge to your door if you email Vince with your details.
Anywhere in the world, too. Anywhere in the world. Okay. You're listening to our show, you call in, we're going to get it to
If
you.
It's in Hawaii, you'll probably fly there yourself with it. Maybe do golf if you were.
May as well, since I'm there, you know.
We have Brett from Plainfield leading off. What do you have there, Brett?
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
Good.
Hey, so I have an autographed Dick Butkus jersey, and it's actually a University of Illinois jersey versus the Chicago Bears.
Oh, I kind of like that. University of Illinois, you a U of I guy, Brett?
Oh, you know it.
This is the T-Crown, Brett?
This is. How's it going?
Oh, very Brett. Good.
How's it going, man?
Good.
So that would make sense that you would get a U of I jersey signed by him. I like that, actually, though. Did he mention that he doesn't sign many U of I jerseys, or did he say anything about it?
He talked a little bit about the current team, but I didn't really get into whether he signs more Illinois versus Bears jerseys. But I would think it's a smaller population.
Yeah, I would think so. And also probably a much smaller demand. Sorry about that, Brett. But I would think that's still probably in the $300 to $400 range, don't you think, Bill Huggins?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, I don't know that I've ever seen one signed.
Yeah. So maybe even it does better because there's less of them. You know, who knows, Brett? But if you like it, who cares, really? You're not going to be selling that baby anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, very good. Thanks for the call. Next on the line, we have Mike from Naperville, the Ville. What's new, Mike?
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
Doing well.
I have an autographed baseball out of TriStar that is autographed by Monty Irvin, and he signed it AKA as Jimmy Nelson.
Oh,
if you knew anything about that.
You know, I haven't seen any for sale with that on it, but it's an interesting story that goes with that. And I think this is how it goes, that Monty Irvin played professionally under that other name. What was the name? Jimmy something?
Jimmy Nelson.
Jimmy Nelson, in order to keep his college eligibility still alive, something like that. So I had never even knew that until recently, that he did have that and signed that way. I haven't seen any sell that way. Bill Huggins, do you know if there's any extra? I mean, Monty Irvin balls don't go for that much. You might not get them in your auctions, but you know if there's any extra with that AKA on it?
Boy, I tell you, you say you haven't heard about that. This is the first I remember hearing that he
Yeah, I never knew that. It was kind of an interesting story. And another thing about Monty Irvin, I think he was originally considered very closely by Branch Rickey to be Jackie Robinson, basically the first African-American baseball player.
Yeah, according to Wikipedia, he said that Irvin didn't feel he was ready for the leagues when he did talk to Rickey, so he kind of backed off because he felt he wasn't ready.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah, that's interesting. So see, Bill Huggins, even at our age, you can learn something every day.
Oh, every day. I would think to the right person, though, that could certainly command a significant premium. Maybe it depends on how many of those he signed. Do you remember, Mike, if he mentioned, did you get it signed in person?
I don't think he did. He's already off, but I don't think he did. But neither one of us have seen any that have sold with that. So that would be interesting. Maybe that would even be worth a Huggins shot sometime, huh?
I would certainly entertain that. Yeah,
kind of an interesting story. And we've got Jim from Roselle on the line. What do you have there, Jim?
Hi, guys. My daughter is the featured baton twirler. She's on scholarship at the University of Louisville. So she gets to up close with a lot of the athletes. And for Christmas, she gave me an autographed football, a white panel football, signed by Teddy Bridgewater. And the other thing I have is that she twirled at the Final Four a year ago when Louisville won it. And her pass for ticket stub is signed by Rick Pitino. I was wondering what they might be worth.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I would think the Bridgewater's probably in the $150 range right now. He's not taken over the collectors by storm. You never know if he comes out big time when he starts playing. He might, but right now Johnny Manziel's the big money quarterback collectible wise before the season starts. On the Rick Pitino ticket, Bill Huggins, what do you think on that one?
Oh, gosh. I as far as Jim, the Bridgewater thing, I would hold on to that. Let's see if he starts putting up numbers.
Yeah, right.
That is way more future potential than current potential. And Rick Pitino, I don't know, 50 to 100 bucks maybe to the right person.
Okay, very good. It's already time for a short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your sports collectibles, political, pop culture items, whatever. You can also tweet T-Crown Tom an item, and if I use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. We're giving away a Bowman Jumbo baseball box, which is like the hottest baseball box going right now, and a 2013-14 Fleer Retro basketball box. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott. Adam Abdallah, the producer, is with us this week. Poor George is off somewhere traveling the country. And we're giving away two boxes this week, a box of Bowman Jumbo Baseball 2014, which I was saying last week, Chris Bryant autograph redemption, number to 5 from Bowman Jumbo Baseball, sold for $4,000.
Oh, that's
crazy.
The
Jose Abreu autographs numbered to 10 are selling like $1,500 to $2,000. A lot of big stuff in 2014 Bowman Jumbo Baseball.
I've seen it up close and personal, too. I've opened up a few packs of that.
And actually, they've gotten too high-priced in the secondary market for me to get them at T-Crown anymore. I went through a lot of those at T-Crown. So it's a great prize package. The Upper Deck Fleer Retro Basketball has some nice Jordan and LeBron stuff in there. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. Or you can tweet me. I got a couple neat items tweeted to me here. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and I'll follow you back if you're a listener and you want to follow me on Twitter. AJ tweeted a picture. I couldn't tell what this was at first, but actually it looks like it's a really cool figurine. I don't know what it's made out of, but of Billy Pierce and signed by Billy Pierce. I would bet this is, I don't know how many they made, how big it is, but it's a very cool looking figurine of Billy Pierce. I'm thinking that's probably a couple hundred dollars. And then here's one for Bill Huggins to decide. You'd have to look at this picture. You got to check out this picture on T Crown Time on Twitter. It's Mel Gibson from Braveheart when he's got his face painted wearing that costume. I imagine Mel Gibson's stuff isn't as hot as it used to be after some of his goofy stuff he's been doing. But I would think that's probably still, I don't know, it's got to be at least $100, don't you think, Bill?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would think he's still got a pretty decent following. So here we go to the phone calls. We've got Matt from West Chicago on the line. Tell us what you have, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
I have a question for you. I have a Devin Hester 2006 Pro Bowl autograph jersey, and I said about a Matt Forte jersey, but I also have a Mike Ditka autograph football. And then I had a question about the Hester jersey. If for some reason, God glorious reason, he gets elected to the Hall of Fame, what would it do to the value of his jersey, him being a special teams player?
Is that a game-worn Pro Bowl jersey, did you say, Matt?
No, it's not a game-worn.
I would think that would help Hester items quite a bit, being mainly a return guy. It's not a big thing in the Hall of Fame, so if he could make the Hall of Fame as a return guy, I think that would help his items quite a bit. Don't you think, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. That's certainly a recipe for your value of all your items going up is getting elected to any of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and I think Forte's well on his way to getting in there also. So those are good jerseys. I mean, they're probably in the couple $100 range right now for the jerseys, and then we'll just have to see how they do. The Ditka signed ball's probably $150 to $200. He's not a tough signature. I have a neat item at home. I've got a Ditka and Buddy Ryan double signed football where I had one of my customers get Buddy Ryan to sign the Ditka football at a sign. Cool. I said, you better not show him Ditka's on the other side. I don't know if he would have cared or not, but I thought that was kind of neat. You know, the way they did kind of have their competitiveness going against each other while they were both coaching. So Riverview guy's got kind of a neat item this week. Tell us what you have, Riverview guy.
Hi, guys. This one goes out to Green Lantern. Hey, I got no respect. I had a dream I ate a 9-pound marshmallow. I woke up and my pillow was gone.
Riverview guy?
I've got a Richard Nixon autograph. I got his autograph in 1972 when he was running for re-election.
Cool.
In fact, I got out of the Veterans Hospital that morning, and I was walking by the Sun-Times building, and I saw a limo with two American flags on it, and I thought it was Trisha Nixon and Pat Nixon because they were visiting, too. It turned out to be Richard Nixon. He came out, I shook his hand, and he autographed me.
What did he sign for you?
He signed a piece of paper for me.
Okay, just a cut signature. So
yeah, cut signature.
Cut signature of Nixon, Bill, is that a couple $100 or more?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a couple $100. You get them on a photograph or on anything presidential, you're going to get into $500 plus real fast.
Speaking of presidential, I've gotten hooked now on, to me, the only really good comedy on TV right now is Veep. With Julia Louis-Dreyfus, is that her name, that used to be on Seinfeld?
That show is hysterical.
Oh, I love that show.
It's so vulgar, but it's so funny.
I know, it really is funny. And you can just picture a lot of the politicians being like that, too, can't you? Like,
well, I also watch House of Cards, so seeing the difference between the two is so funny.
Now, isn't that Netflix only, the House of Cards? Yeah, I've never seen that, but I've heard that's really good.
It's Kevin Spacey's really good in it.
Yeah. Now, is that comedy also, or is
an hour-long drama.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that Veep, we decided, you know, it's the summertime, let's find a show. I heard Veep was good, we never saw it, we went right to season one. Oh, I love it, it's really a well-done show. What a great supporting cast there, too, they're great at their parts. So Veep for president, as far as I'm concerned. Bleep Veep, there's a lot of bleep in Veep. Okay, next on the line, we've got Terry from St. Charles on the line. What do you have there, Terry?
How are you? I've got a Super Bowl football from when the Super Bowl was in Atlanta, with autographed by Bruce Smith, Emmett Smith, Terry Bradshaw, and Joe Namath.
Oh, that's kind of a cool group there. Joe Namath, Emmett Smith, Terry Bradshaw, and who was the first one?
Bruce Smith.
Bruce Smith. So they're all Hall of Famers. That's pretty neat. Bill, $300-$400, you think, or more than that?
That's sort of, I don't know, what do those four have in common? Anything? Or was there a theme to it, or just who you happened to see there, Terry?
They were guest speakers at a luncheon before the Super Bowl, before I attended the Super Bowl, that I got to attend the brunch.
I would probably continue to get other Hall of Famers on it, since it is kind of a random group of Hall of Famers. I would add to that, and it's a great ball.
Oh, and it'll continue to grow in value, Terry, as you add Hall of Famers to that ball. The perfect starter ball to keep adding to as you meet these people.
Don't ever get a non-Hall of Famer on there, though.
Okay.
All right, very good. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi and Bill Huggins. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we're giving away a nice prize package, a 2014 Bowman Jumbo Baseball Box and a 2013-14 Upper Deck Fleer Retro Box. So give us a call, get in the drawing, or tweet me an item at T-Crown Tom. If we use it on the air, you'll get in the drawing. Waiting on the line here is Kevin from Buffalo Grove. What do you have there, Kevin?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Great.
I have a piece from Joe DiMaggio's house. It's actually a Leroy Neiman piece. I got it at an auction, and I've been collecting since I was about 18 years old. I probably got about $300,000 worth of stuff from Mickey Mantle, DiMaggio, and a lot of the Red Sox.
Cool.
And I wonder how I can try to move some of the stuff I have, too.
Oh, well, Bill Huggins can talk to you all day about how to move some of that stuff. Huggins and Scott Auctions, then we'll mention some of the stuff on the air when you're auctioning it. The number there is 866-462-2273. But now this Leroy Neiman, is that an original painting? Is it a print?
It's an original painting.
Ooh.
Of, DiMaggio.
Wow, that's big. What do you think on that one, Bill Huggins?
Well, gosh, to be honest with you, Kevin, I'm not sure if it's an original painting and not a print. That may be an art gallery type item.
Yeah, it came with the letter and everything from his house and from the guy that he dealt with, the auctioneer guy. He's in the letter, too.
I mean, some of Neiman's originals, depending on the size and the content and how they look and everything, can bring $50,000 plus.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that our auction would be the best, to be honest with you, the best venue for that. That may be something with more of an art type auction or something. But if you have other items that
I do. Michael Jordan's autographed jersey from 1998 championship.
Yep, that's a way better fit, Kevin, for our auction. But if you want to, give me a call during the week. I'll be in the office all week and be happy to revisit some of that stuff and let you know all the procedures as far as how to go about doing that with us.
Kevin, is your Jordan game-worn, did you say?
It's not the game-worn one, no.
Okay.
But I do have some game-worn pieces also. And I also have, from the White Sox, when they won in 05, I have the whole team. They signed the whole jersey, and that's framed.
Oh, nice.
That's a real nice piece, too. But I have a lot of pieces.
Yeah, very good. That White Sox jersey would look good on the wall at T-Crown, Kevin.
All right, what I'll,
Christmas
what
is right around the corner, Kevin.
What I'll do is give you a call, and then maybe you might just have to come over and look at everything I have.
When are you going to be in town next time, Bill Huggins, in the Chicago area?
November.
November, okay.
Okay. Well, then that's what we'll probably have to do. It's like a museum.
Wow, very nice. Well, Bill, Tom,
you could go over and check out the museum.
Yeah, well, I would check out the museum anytime.
Tommy, you're good for a beer. You're good for a cold beer. You come over anytime.
Okay, a cold beer and something else, maybe, on the wall at T-Crown.
Yeah, I just got to charge admission, but you can come
okay.
over.
Okay, yeah, a couple grand for that. Okay, Kevin, thanks for the call.
Thank you, guys. All right, bye.
Next on the line, we've got Alan from Naperville. What do you have there, Alan?
Yeah, it's kind of,
I met O.J. Simpson at the Hyatt Regency in Buffalo in the lobby, and he signed a Buffalo Bills pennant that says, "Peace to you, O.J. Simpson, number 32.
Well, peace, love, and O.J. Simpson, huh? Okay, I don't know. Are you getting any auction items for O.J. Simpson recently, Bill Huggins?
No. Does it have value? Yes. I just don't know that it's an auction item right now.
You're not even really wanting to take his stuff, yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah.
Demand for it. I wish I could say differently, but I'd be lying to you.
Yeah. So, sorry, Alan.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Now we've got a call from, is this Buchanan, Michigan, from Dwight. Tell us what you have there, Dwight.
Hey, guys. Billy Ripken, Cal's brother, had that baseball card, and you ended the handle. It was F.
Yeah, speaking of bleep, yeah, we know what you're talking about. Okay. Yeah. The Billy Ripken bleep card.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just curious about that one, and also had that. I talked to you, I don't know, 6 weeks ago about the Michael Jordan rookie card. I had to get my magnifying glass out. It's the upper deck. It's got the number, it's got the him in the 45 number and like a little gold-plated stamp.
Yeah, that's not really a rookie card. His only real rookie card is his Fleer basketball card. The upper deck baseball cards, just the regular ones that aren't low numbered or autographed or anything, really don't sell for much. And the Ripken card, I don't know what those have been going for recently. I never really got into those, but I think they're like still in the $40 or $50 range, as far as I know. Next on the line, we've got Randy from Bradley. What do you have there, Randy?
Yeah, I got a Sammy Sosa signed baseball. I won it in the Pepsi contest. In a plastic case. It's got the certificate of authenticity. And I also have a set of Michael Jordan metal basketball cards from Upper Deck from 1999.
Yeah, those metal cards aren't that exciting. The Sosa's another guy whose his autographs have held in there okay, but his stuff has dropped way down from his peak in the late 90s. He's one of the steroid guys whose values have gotten hurt quite a bit. I would think a Sosa ball would still be at least 100 or so, maybe, if it's authenticated, but nothing like it was doing in the late 90s. Sosa and McGuire stuff was so hot at that time. Do you ever get, at this point, Bill Huggins, any game-used items from Sosa or McGuire?
I haven't seen any recently, no. That may be something that could still draw some good money, game-used stuff, but you're right as far as his autograph on a ball or a photo or something like that. Those have taken quite a hit.
Yeah, they really have.
Clemens and Palmeiro and all those guys.
Oh, incredible. Yeah. Palmeiro stuff is nothing. And he was so hot for about a month there when he just joined the 3,000 hit 500 home run club. And then, boom, you know, all the steroid stuff came out and it died. Well, it's time for another short break. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. Give us a call at 312-332-3776 with a question about the value of your collectibles. And you'll get in a drawing. We're giving away this week a prize package of a 2014 Bowman Jumbo Baseball Box and a 2013-14 Fleer Retro Basketball Box. So it's a great prize package. And ERC Delivery will deliver to the winner right to their door free of charge. So give us a call. We're on till 8. And hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer Adam Abdallah is back with us for this week. And we're taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Give us a call at 312-332-3776. And you'll get in a drawing, if you have a good question, for a box of Bowman Jumbo Baseball and a Fleer Retro Basketball Box. One of my customers consigned an item through me at Triple Crown to the June Huggins and Scott auction. It runs from June 2nd to June 12th, so bidding starts tomorrow. And this was a neat autographed book. In the old days, people used to do this all the time. They'd get these autograph books and take them whenever they were going to games or they thought they might see a celebrity. He has 84 autographs in this book, and there's one page in here that has Gabby Hartnett and Rogers Hornsby on the same page. There's Ray Schalk and real nice Nelson Fox. This is the type of thing I would think the card companies that build cards around cuts would love this thing.
Oh, and Tom, all three of the major card companies spend $10,000 to $30,000 every auction with us buying stuff just like that.
Yeah, that's really gotten big in the card industry where they might number it to five or to a one of one. Like, for instance, in the Huggins and Scott auction, there's a one of one booklet, Topps Tribute from, I don't know, a couple years ago, where it's a legendary lineup thing, and they have a bunch of Brooklyn Dodgers cut signature in a booklet that opens up. And it had a Jackie Robinson in there and a Gil Hodges and a Campanella. So you can make some really neat cards built around real cut signatures. It's really, really a neat way to add the history into the current baseball cards. So we got a few people waiting here. Bernie from Morton Grove has been waiting on the line. Thanks for waiting, Bernie. What do you have?
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
What I have is a 16 by 20 Walter Payton signed poster. It's the Legend Among Us poster signed by Walter. I'm wondering what value that would have.
16 by 20 in a frame?
Yes.
I'm thinking the 16 by 20s are $400 or $500 in a nice frame. His stuff is doing well, and obviously will always be very collectible, especially in the Chicago area, Bernie. So that's a great one. Now, was that authenticated by Steiner or by his foundation, or how's it authenticated?
No, I had gotten it in an auction, God, about 10, 15 years ago, and I don't see any authentication on it, but I have gotten Walter Payton other times when he had his office at Studebaker's, and it's there. It's legit.
Well, I would say, like, let's say you were going to put it in and auction at an auction house, that, like, Huggins and Scott would have to get that authenticated anyway since it doesn't have anything with it.
Sure.
You know, that's just a standard thing now where people...
Well, see, now, if Bernie were to come with the item...
Yeah.
I don't need to get it authenticated.
You could package Bernie up with the framed photo, and he could come out of the box and explain the story. Either that, or you have to get it authenticated, Bernie.
Okay.
There's a few posters, same poster. They're asking about $300 on eBay.
Yeah,
so there's several listings there.
Yeah, 16 by 20s, though.
Exactly.
Poster,
Legend Among Us.
All right, very good. What's in that picture? What is he doing? Is he running with it?
Several different action shots of him, about four or five, and, of course, his profile on the top.
Very neat. Dave from Plainfield has an item that, unless there's a story to it, I don't think you have much value here, Dave, but let's hear the story.
No, I just have my ticket stuff from the Cubs 23-22 game in 1979.
Oh, that's kind of neat that it was from that game, at least. That was one of the all-time classic Cub games, I guess, huh? 23-22, Mike Schmidt hit about 14 homers in that game, didn't he?
Yeah, what if I got his autograph on it?
I think that's a good idea. What do you think a ticket stub from 79 from that particular game signed by Schmidt would be, Bill?
I'll tell you, you know, Dave, those moment in time things, tickets and programs, they're very, very, very hot right now. So, yeah, signed or unsigned. I mean, in the right venue or something to the right people, that, I don't know, it could be 100 or even more than that, you know.
Is that real nice condition, Dave?
It's in good condition. It just has a little tear where they ripped it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's still, so you were at that game, huh?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. Long-suffering Cub fan. That's
yes, I am.
Okay, well, hang in there, Dave. They got to get better here sooner or later.
Thanks, Tom, for your love and support there on us Cub fans. Yeah,
you know, I'm rooting for the Cubs. Believe it or not, I want to see them get better. They're just so irritating with how long they're taking on all this stuff. It drives you nuts. But they've got some pretty good talent coming. But they're not exactly tearing it up in the minors. Their talent, I don't think when a guy like Javier Baez kicks butt in spring training and is ready to play in the majors, apparently. I really don't think it's a good idea to give him a bad attitude and make him go back down to the minors to stew down there. He went down there and he had a horrible attitude and he's not playing well. He got into, you know, some anger management type thing or something. It's just not a good – don't take so long with these guys. If they're ready, bring them up. I think they got to bring Chris Bryan up this year. Give him at least a half a year in the majors. Get some experience in the major leagues for some of these guys.
I agree. Offensively, Baez had such a great spring that give him a shot to see what he can do with it. You know?
I would call him up right now, play second base right now. Let's just see what you can do. Yep. Get his attitude turned around because his attitude has to be terrible right now. All right. Enough of that. I feel bad. You know, now look what George Springer did.
Yeah,
I was looking
fire.
At hot guys.
He's on fire.
George Springer hit 10 homers in May, and he started off. Now, there's for timing of selling cards. I sold a George Springer Bowman Sterling autograph 2 weeks too early.
If it
had been ending today compared to two Sundays ago, probably would have sold at least two times as much. Right. It just really shows the importance of trying to time an item if you're auctioning an item on eBay, trying to time it when a guy's hot.
You have a Baez from that same set, don't you?
Oh, I do. It's a graded one, and obviously I'm not selling that right now. Yeah, you got it. Timing is everything.
<That's> right.
Okay, Mike from Lake Station, Indiana is on the line. What do you have there, Mike?
I have a Reach brand football with about 25 signatures of the Chicago Bears, and I believe it has all the major players except Walter Payton, so I'm assuming it would have been 1986 rather than 85.
The except Walter Payton really hurts that, though, Mike. You know, you for any Super Bowl Bears items to have their real value, you have to have Walter Payton on it, so you still might be able to get a $200 or $300 football, but even if you have everybody, if it doesn't have Walter, it really hurts the value of it. I mean, that's like having a Yankee ball from 27 without Babe Ruth. You know what I mean? Yeah, well, it's a neat item, but it's not going to have the big value that the team signed item would do if it had Walter on it.
One other thing, I have a list of cards from the Birmingham,
Birmingham Barons Minor League, Frank Thomas?
Yeah, with the Jordan was on.
Oh, the Jordan. Now, that would be a good item to have signed.
And it's sealed, never been opened.
Well, I would think maybe a graded card of Jordan, if you had a gem mint grade on it, might be pretty good from that set. But that, to me, I think I'd try to get that one signed. That's kind of an interesting period of Jordan's history where that would be a pretty cool item to get signed. Next on the line, we have Nate from the North Side. What do you have there, Nate?
Yeah, you know what? I have a question. I got an uncle. He's got over like 35 years of baseball memorabilia that he's collected working at a ballpark.
Oh, cool. And, so game use type stuff?
Everything. You name it. Yeah, everything. And the thing is that, you know, we've never seen appraised or, you know, taken a look at, and you know, years are going by, so, like, how can we go about getting that done?
Well, are you thinking of auctioning it or, you know, selling your items? Or
just to log up the collection. I'm telling you, he can start up his own museum.
So you're more for insurance purposes you're trying to get it done?
Yeah.
Bill, do you know anybody that appraises items like that in the Chicago area? I guess you could call around to stores, you know, in the North Side area. Do you have anybody in mind, Bill?
I don't really.
Yeah.
I know I do that a lot of times in the area, in the D.C. area here, for people for divorce settlements or insurance purposes or other types of things. But Chicago, there's got to be somebody in there. Just Google, you know, sports auction appraisers Chicago area. You'll get some names.
Yeah, and if nothing else, you can try to look at completed items if you have items that have sold in auctions, and you know, but probably game use stuff. That'd be kind of tough. I'd figure it's probably pretty high though. Like, what are? Do you have a couple items in particular that are big?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
An Ernie Banks game worn jersey or anything like that?
You know, he has baseball signatures from pretty much every single Major League Baseball player manager that's played in the past 30 years.
Okay, signatures,
Yeah, signatures, jersey. I'm telling you, there's just too much stuff that I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, well, I would talk to your insurance agent to see if you can get some insurance on it, like right off the bat, just to make sure you're covered no matter what, or have it stored in a really safe place there, Nate.
Okay, great. Okay. All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. Okay, you know what? We were talking about soccer last week, and I was just getting ready to say that soccer stuff can be very valuable. And we had all these calls, and I never got to it, but I wanted to mention this today. One of my regular customers, Bill, pulled a Ronaldo auto numbered to 25 out of 2014 Panini Prism. It's a World Cup soccer thing. Ronaldo autograph numbered to 25. Went for $1,750. Wow. Do you believe that, Bill?
That's awesome.
Isn't that?
Oh, yeah, no, those are hot.
Man.
Or you get Messi or somebody like that, yeah.
Man, I really don't follow soccer, so I'm kind of amazed. But I understand that worldwide soccer's huge, and I would think if you are going to be selling soccer items, you want to open them up to the world, that's for sure. But, man. $1,750 from a 2014 product, that's pretty cool. So soccer is... You know, it's definitely a good product to open, that Panini Prism Soccer. Dan from Oak Park is on the line. What do you have there, Dan?
Hey, I have a Johnny Bench rookie card.
That's good. How good a condition?
I would say medium, average.
Okay, so maybe a 4 or a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
Do you also have a Ryan rookie?
I have a Ryan buy card from the Mets. It says hot rookies.
Okay. Who's on it with them?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I inherited some stuff from my uncle.
Okay, so well, maybe send pictures of those couple cards along. If you have a Nolan Ryan rookie, what's the highest price you've ever seen for a really high-grade Nolan Ryan rookie, Bill?
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's been a 10 sold, but... You get 8s and 9s, you get a couple $1,000 or more for them.
Yeah, the key really is so much, because you can have a Ryan rookie with creases in it, might only sell for $50 or $100. People are still going to want it, but as the condition gets better and better, it's just amazing how high the price can get. Mike from Carroll Streams on the line. What's new, Mike?
Hey, guys, what's going on? I'm trying to get a value. My uncle was at the 1982 UNC North Carolina Jordan game-winning shot game. I went to the Jordan basketball camp, got it autographed and authenticity and everything, trying to see the value on that.
So this is the photo of him taking the game-winning shot?
Yeah, it's an 8x11, and, you know, when I went there, he looked at me like, how did I get this picture? Because it's not one of the old, you know, that you see all over. My uncle was like 7 rows back from, you know, him taking that shot.
You know, what's funny, I had just gotten a new camera, and I was... testing out my camera, and when Jordan took that shot, I took a picture of the TV at the time.
Really? Yeah. No kidding.
Right. So I'd like to see your uncle's picture, actually, Mike. Now, a picture like that that's not the standard photo, Bill Huggins, would that go for more, do you think, than the typical 300 or 400 of a Jordan photo?
Oh, absolutely, Tom. Yeah, no, Mike, unique photos like that that were one of a kind, or that he still has the negative on, or something like that. Those can bring some good money, depending on you know, what it looks like exactly.
Yeah, how good is the photo? I'd like to see if you could tweet me a picture of that, or email me that one. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. If you could do that, that'd be great.
Okay, well, it's perfect condition. Haven't been touched after that signature went on it.
Yeah, well, that would be hundreds, and I would think if the photo's good enough, you'd probably break the 1,000 barrier in an auction on that one, just because it is a one-of-a-kind photo.
Okay.
Yeah, very good.
Tom, do you still have the negative from the photo of the television shot?
I don't know. I don't know if I even still have that picture or whatever. I saw it a few years ago going through some stuff, and I was like, oh, I forgot I did this. But
cool.
That was kind of interesting. And then he turns out, you know, being the Bulls and everything,
right,
was kind of.
Right.
I'm glad I did that, but I don't know where it is now. Pistol Pat's on the line. What do you have, Pistol?
Hey, Tom, a great show there.
Thanks.
Believe it or not, when Shaq came out back in the day, I unopened box of the High Series Red Jumbo 92-93 Upper Deck Jumbo box. And then I got another item, Joe DiMaggio in Mickey Mantle out of 50, a relic with the Yankee pinstripe on both relic pieces.
Oh, that helps having the pinstripe. What product was that out of?
Upper Deck.
Upper Deck.
This is Upper Deck. I'm a few years back, I guess.
Yeah, number to 50, unless it's one of their jersey numbers, I would think that's in the $100 range. I don't know exactly, you know, depends how it looks. But still a good card. The Mantle family, they ran a bunch of stuff with Topps, a lot of his memorabilia. So there were a lot of things in Topps Sterling and Triple Threads, and it kind of brought some of the value of his memorabilia cards down because they're became so many of them in the marketplace there for a while. But it does seem like now that they're not as prevalent as they were a few years ago, so they're maybe making a little bit of a comeback now, some of that stuff. Next on the line, we have Jeff from Valpo. What's new, Jeff?
Good morning.
Hi.
I have when I stopped off at back in the mid-90s at the Bob Feller Museum in Iowa.
You went to that. I was talking about that last couple of weeks or so. Was the Babe Ruth bat there? I don't know if you heard the show when Marty Appel was on, but Babe Ruth on his that last famous picture where he was leaning on the bat at Yankee Stadium, he was leaning on Bob Feller's bat, and Bob Feller had that bat at his museum. Did you happen to see that when you were there?
No, I didn't happen to see that. I did hear you talking about that, but and there was a lot of bats there, but I didn't remember seeing that. It was, you know, mid-90s.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
It was a real cool museum, though, if anyone gets a chance, if it's still open.
I wonder if it is still open. That's something we're going to have to check out. Maybe, Vince, can you see if you can find that quickly, the Bob Feller Museum in... That was in Iowa, right?
Van Meter, Iowa.
Yeah, right. Is it still?
It's right off of 80 on the way out there.
Yeah, so what were you calling about, Jeff? What do you have from there?
When I was there, they didn't charge admission, and there was a small stack of postcards from the museum signed by Bob Feller. I picked one up there. They just she said when he came into town, he'd sign a small stack for him just to generate money for the museum.
You know, great Hall of Famer, great storyteller, great guy, but he signed so much stuff through his whole career that is like a postcard like that, it'd probably only be $20 or $30. I was telling the story that one time I talked to him for about a half an hour on the phone. He started telling his whole life story. I was talking about having him on as a guest. And the whole time I was just thinking to myself, I wish this was on the air. I'm the only guy hearing this. It was incredible going from when he saw Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig in a traveling baseball game to his first game in the majors being the hot shot pitcher coming up to... I think he was the first major league player to volunteer for service after Pearl Harbor, talking about his war career coming back after the war. It's like he told me the whole story. It was really incredible.
Yeah, their museum is still open in Van Meter,
okay.
Iowa.
Yes, well, yeah, that'd be interesting.
Open.
I wonder. Yep. I bet that bat's still there then, the one that Babe Ruth was leaning on. Brian from River North, what do you have, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, so just a quick question. I have a card that I found after it's been 30 years and it was in the back of a picture frame, and I'm not sure if it's worth anything, but I thought I'd ask. It's a hockey card, Dennis Savard's hockey card. It's like a 3x6 card. He signed the front. It's him and in his glowing afro and mustache.
Yeah. Oh, if that's like his OPC rookie, and is it in good shape?
It's in good shape, and it says his, you know, shoots right. It says his... you know, position where he was born, his birthday. And here's what the interesting part is. The back is blank. He signed the front. Walter Payton signed the back.
You're kidding. Wow. Now, how'd you get that real quick? We're getting towards the end here, but how'd you get Walter and Savard? Do you even remember getting that done?
My uncle got it for me at, like, Walter Payton's restaurant back in the
80s. Oh, okay.
At some event. And so
the one in Aurora, that restaurant?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good restaurant, actually. I don't know. That's got to be probably $200 or $300. It's a weird combo, but for a Chicago fan, that's a neat card. Okay, real quick, I don't even know. You know, people waiting. Sorry, we're not going to be able to get you on. We're going to it's time to do the drawing. We only have a minute left in the show, so sorry. Try to call us next week or tweet T Crown Tom during the week with an item, and you'll get in next week's drawing if we use it on the show. Vince, the winner of the 2014. Bowman Jumbo Baseball Box and 2013-14 Fleer Retro Basketball Box is?
Jim from Bridgewater. So email me, vince@ercdelivery.com, and I'll get back to you and set up a delivery at your convenience.
Jim from Bridgewater, huh? Was that in Illinois? Bridgeview or Bridgewater?
I wrote down, it may have been Bridgeview. So okay. Jim from Bridgeview, Bridgewater, wherever you are,
whichever,
email me.
Whatever bridge, email Vince. We hate to confuse everybody.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We're on every week from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. And it's great to be on. Adam Abdallah, thanks for joining us this week. Good luck with Carmen and Yurko, I guess, every weekday, okay? And everybody have a great week. Thanks for listening.